Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Hey everyone, I'm Maggie McGrath, a staff writer at Forbes magazine and your new host for a show called Forbes on Trump.
Politicians are all talk, no action.
I'll be speaking with the editors and writers who are reporting on the 45th president. We'll hear what they're finding out about his wealth, his business associates, and the ways in which he and his policies are affecting the economy, consumers, and all aspects of the business world.
Somebody has to come out and tell it like it is.
Along the way, we'll dive into Forbes archives, which contain decades of information that will add context to the current White House administration.
So listen to this. Listen to this.
That's Forbes on Trump on Podcast One.
Subscribe now at iTunes, and don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise up a ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Porcelain Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Hello and welcome to another rendition of Sunday's version of Ace on the House. Guess who I'm here with? One of my bestest buddies.
Bestians.
Yeah. You're looking good, man.
Hey, you – listen, thank you, for first of all. But second of all, I turned my head to the right as I was talking to our young and tender Matt Fondelier. I look over. I see your leg with a huge bandage on it. What the hell? What gives? Tell me what happened.
I had a Flintstone moment.
Where?
At the show.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, you know, like at the end of the show, whatever the build is
– yeah.
I'm so angry.
Well, yeah.
By the end of it.
Well, yeah.
Because demo it. You know, we demo.
At the end.
Yeah, but not demo like break it down correctly. Like demo like I'm fucking shit up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. You got it.
Yeah. So this build was a greenhouse, but I had forgotten a couple of things. Adam went through, like, Adam was in the greenhouse with Michael Rappaport, who, by the way, is a really good guy.
Yeah.
Like, really fantastic, funny guy.
Yeah.
He's like 6'4", man.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh,
He's tall.
Huh.
He's tall. He lacks in basketball skills, but that's a different story.
Sure.
Anyway, so Adam, like, runs through the front of it, you know, Kool-Aid style. You know, Kool-Aid man, bam.
Yeah.
Like, running, you know, whatever cartoon you want to watch. So he
sure.
runs through. So he, like, he doesn't, like, run through. You know, it's not overly dramatic. In that Visqueen, you know, 10 mils, tough.
Yeah, it doesn't – you can't get through it.
You can't.
No.
I mean, you got to really – you got to, like,
you
take
gotta
the whole thing
pointy
down.
With your hand, your fingers.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that happened, but
yeah.
he, like, came out – like, it looked like he got – you know, he was rebirthed.
Like in a rat trap.
Yeah, no.
A glue
yeah,
trap.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I
or
hear
like,
you.
Like he was, like, you know, a bad 80s movie where he was, like, being reborn.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, like Terminator
the,
when he's
yeah.
cast out of the molten
the
steel.
Vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't going there, but
– so, wait, well, please. So anyway, there's a front and back to this thing. It's a hoop, right? So you got a radius.
Classic
there.
Greenhouse, yeah.
There you go. Classic.
Yeah.
So I go, you know what? Show's over, da-da-da-da-da. I'm standing at the back of the greenhouse.
Yeah.
Hand this guy my glasses.
You say I'm going
I go, I'm going for it.
Yeah.
So I fucking take off because I know I'm going to need momentum, right?
Right.
But the back of the thing's already fucking pre-cut open and I didn't know.
No.
I forgot.
No.
I knew, but I had forgotten. And so I run in, and then I also had forgotten that we put a concrete block bench in there.
Oh.
And a bunch of fake plants and
oh.
this and that. So, boom, hit the thing.
Yeah.
Got filleted open.
Like calf muscle?
No muscle. It's just down to the – I'll show you in a minute.
On the –
right on the
shin. On the shin bone.
On the shinny shin shin.
Just going straight up and down.
So the medic comes over. And he's looking at me and goes, you have to go to the hospital. I go, no, I don't. I go, this is like tape. This is gauze. Like, let's do this.
Yeah. You
know? He goes, no. He goes, I have to report you. First of all, he saw me earlier because I took my thumbnail off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had
a great
day.
It was a rough day.
0 for 2. So he took my thumbnail.
How'd the greenhouse
off.
Look? The
greenhouse was bitching.
All right. Well, that's good.
So anyway, long story short, in the ER and got stitched up.
Was that last night?
Yeah, yeah.
And then seven?
Seven what?
Stitches?
Stitches, yeah.
That's a big-ass gash, dude.
3 inches. I measured it.
Three-inch gash.
I have a vagina.
Stitch.
Wow. For a minute. Then they took it away.
Man. But you know, you're hopped up on the adrenaline from doing the show, so you think you can do anything.
You could have shot me.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Yeah, I would have been all right for a minute.
Oh.
Maybe.
Well,
maybe.
I'm glad you're okay,
hey,
man.
Hey, we were talking about, like, terms and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Niner, you said?
Yeah, niner.
And that's a military thing.
Yeah, well, Maddie clearly has military service record. What branch of the service?
Right. Yeah, you know what his military service record is? 4F. Please.
Yeah. It's too easy.
I know.
Low-hanging fruit.
Right.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Sorry, I can't. I know.
Maddie,
horrible.
How are you, for the love of God, anyway?
Oh, I'm doing just great. Nice job, Ray. Well done on the episode.
Thank you.
I heard your first racist slip.
Which one?
Air. Where you told the guy that you wouldn't take him on your crew if he was Mexican?
Who? Oh, yeah. Michael Rapaport? No. That's not a racist slip. I hire all Latin people. That's
sure.
A compliment.
That's funny. I said that to somebody else. They also said it was a compliment.
See? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Like-minded people.
No, it was good. You guys did a good job.
Thank you. Did you watch it? You watch the whole thing?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were asking Eric. Yeah, yeah. I watched the whole episode.
Oh, Eric.
Fantastic. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, Eric, buddy. I watched all the episodes.
Really?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. It's part of your job.
Yep.
Now, hey, and our,
oh,
and,
what's the whole nine yards mean?
I don't know. What is
That's
it?
That's a construction one.
What? I don't know. Oh, 9 yards of earth or something?
It's not. It's but it's associated with something.
Dumpster size? No, I don't know.
The concrete trucks.
Oh.
Because they hold 10, but they only put 9 in because you need the
Because you need something in there to keep it going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. Fantastic.
High five, bro.
Yeah, big
you're
man.
You're using that today.
You know I am. I'm
like, that's all 9 yards, eh?
Yeah, that's like, how you know guys when they're trying to like integrate
impress,
one new
yeah,
word
right,
a day
right,
and
right.
then you just use it inappropriately.
Return, yeah. Right. Look at her. That's a whole 9 yards.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if it works, but that's what I learned.
What
and
you
of course, our Seaman is here. Seaman, how are you, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
What do you know?
Did you have fun yesterday?
Yeah, I actually left before the show started. I came back here and helped Lynette with the after show.
How'd the after show go?
It was good. Yeah, it was really good.
Good. Good. And with that said, we want to thank you for your support of Ace on the House. Eric and I both. Hats off, kowtow, all that kind of stuff. And keep supporting us. Please visit aceontheroof.com. Click on the PayPal. PayPal is important. You know why? Because we get a little bit of money, and that's good. And we like that. That's all we need, a little.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a lot.
No, not here.
You and I? No.
I'll tell you what I want.
I want less.
Here's what I want a lot of. I want a lot of time. My daughter said, hey, Dad, can we notice the we – plant some plants in the front yard around the tree, and I was like, sure.
Aww, so but that's so cute.
So I did. Well, it's not cute when you hear the story. So I start digging up the flower bed that used to be there years ago that no longer has
remnant
water.
Of.
So, you know, here's the problem with doing this work. You know, you and I know, okay, that doesn't mean we're just going to simply plunge our hands into soft, fluffy soil. No, it means we're going to have to dig up the whole flower bed, replace the soil, put water there and an irrigation
Amend.
System.
Yeah.
Right? I'm still looking at my fucking hands for 2 days of gardening.
You
right?
got 4 band-aids.
I mean, fuck, man. Right? For a couple of plants. And, you know, I set up a watering system and all that. And she's not even there. She went to her friend's house today.
Oh, she didn't even
No, try. Hell no. It was just an idea of going to the store and buying colorful plants that will die.
Immediately, yeah.
Immediately without the proper amended soil and watering system.
So you did all the work, and she just went with you to buy the plants.
Thank
she picked
you.
Out the plants.
She picked out the plants. I did all the work, and then she came back and said, oh, you put them in without me. And I was like, yeah, like playing on my heartstrings a little, like I should have waited for her ass to get back from the friend's house, right?
You know what you should have did immediately?
Should have burned
like,
them.
Like, just ripped them out.
Just ripped
go
them
like,
out.
Go ahead. You do it. Go now,
no,
Willow.
But this brings up several things. Number one, timers for irrigation are seriously the most confusing things I've ever seen in my life. Like the ones
Do you
that,
have an LED one or the
no,
dial?
I got the old dial And every time I have to adjust it or change it or amend the timer, I got to go on YouTube and find the tutorial because I cannot fucking remember.
Can't remember that? You got to pull the dial out. You can't touch this thing.
This one has like all these weird steps you have to take in order for the thing to trigger. Right?
Really?
And then, of course, where I wrote down all my stations, that thing blew out 3 years ago. It's gone. I have no fucking idea which valve works for which area, right?
You're done.
I'm done.
That's another 2-day project.
It's another 2-day. Now I got to retrace my steps and kind of illustrate all the different places where the water
You're just
goes.
Like walking around on your front lawn, itching your head, and then putting your hands on your hips.
100%. And then, because of the ADD, then it's like, oh, look, the gutter looks full. And then I climb up on that, and literally it's like 4 hours later and I haven't done shit for the project.
You haven't left the house in a week.
Exactly.
Hold on, the pool.
Right.
I hate that neighbor. I'm making this fence higher.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Okay, but the good news is, guess what?
What?
I got a new a potential tenant moving into the back lot.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Serious?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? Like,
I got a big property, so I'll never see the guy, but he's going to bring in a trailer.
And hang out.
Yeah.
Good move.
Awesome.
That's a great move.
And the best part is that he's the maintenance guy at my kid's school.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think I might have some free labor around the house.
Well, absolutely.
Right?
At a level, right?
Isn't that fantastic?
Wait, so when's this going to go down?
I think it's going down now. He rented a weed whacker and did the whole thing. And
so he's prepping
He's like prepping it and like cleaning out all the back lot stuff that I never even go.
Is it legal where you live?
I think I can do it in terms of.
Just say nobody lives in it.
Nobody lives there.
Yeah, there you go. It's
an artist studio.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great
move. Isn't
that
great?
Especially if he's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
Great guy, like down on your luck, because there's a lot of great guys down on their luck, or maybe not even
luck. He's a kid. He's like 22-year-old kid.
Oh, no, then that's great.
It's the best thing ever.
Because when you tell me somebody living in like anything like that, I'm thinking 70.
Thinking 70, and then he's down on his luck. He used to be a private detective. He's living on the beach somehow. What you're talking about is canon.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't picture 22 Airstream?
No. No. Some other thing. It's cool though. It's an old style one.
I love those.
I do too. I think it's gonna be great.
I'd live on like an old Airstream.
You wanna come? You wanna join
us? I'll join, yeah. We're shacking up.
A commune.
We're making a comp.
Maybe you guys can help me irrigate my garden.
We will, and then we'll resurrect David Koresh. Everything will be great.
No, but this is the thing about like handyman shit, right? Everybody who's, by the way, hats off to our listeners who ever try anything, because I do this for a living, and I get overwhelmed and confused often with stuff that seems really simple to do.
Or how about when you forget?
You know what I mean? Like just getting new valves or new drip irrigation things. Now I got to relearn some new system that I just bought that's different from the old one. Like anybody that does anything out there, hats off to you.
Yeah, absolutely. With that said, can we help anybody?
Yeah.
And tip some hats?
Yeah, actually, I think we just now got a phone call. So
yeah,
let's
we did.
Put that up and let's chat with this guy.
That's Pittsburgh, PA.
What's happening? Arvid. Oh, you called last week.
I did, calling in back.
Okay, what happened?
So I went for the inspection, and I, as you suggested, I took donuts and coffee, and they were very, very happy.
Yes, Arvind.
And he actually said, this is the kind of client that I like. So,
fantastic.
Thank you for that tip.
No worries. So what'd you find?
So nothing major. They did find some efflorescence in the basement, and they recommended that we put in a dehumidifier and a couple of windows that were apparently like the mechanism was broken, needed replaced.
Are they on weights or are they on springs? Cables?
So the inspection report I have in front of me, it says one window or associated hardware in the master bedroom. Both of the tilt mechanisms are broken.
The what mechanisms, Arvid?
Tilt Tilt, T-I-L-T, Tilt.
Oh, Tilt packages.
Okay.
Oh, those are nice windows then, because you can clean them and tilt them out and not have to take the window. Yeah, that's great.
And then, that's a high-endy.
And that's instead in the master bath, it says one of the thermal seal on one of the windows is broken.
Oh, that's nothing. That's nothing, Arvin.
That's
you
like
know,
you pull it out and push another one in.
So, so there's
otherwise, a couple of other things. One is that they said, yeah, the efflorescence, they've asked us to put in some stuff. The deck needs some work, like renovation. I sent some pictures on the email. You guys should be
looking at it now.
That's
dude,
a nice
you're
spot.
High-endy.
Jesus, Arvin. Looks like
we're looking. That's nice. This is a nice way of life.
It is a nice place. It's
the only problem is it's in Pittsburgh. I'm kidding.
It is in Pittsburgh, yes. And that's why I can afford it.
Good for you, man. I like it. So there's nothing there to barter in terms of getting a credit back in the real estate transaction, yes or no?
There's a little bit. There's a little bit. They want to install a fire-rated door between the garage and the basement.
You have to have that kind of. I mean, that's code here. I don't know about
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it is.
It's code here, and I think it was not up to code, and that's why we're going to ask them to do it.
And the door has to close automatically also.
So, yeah, we're going to get that. The furnace and the air conditioning unit are a little bit older.
Yeah.
So we're going to get
what year
a
was the house built, Arvin?
1946.
Yeah, it looks it. So you're looking at like a colonial brick.
Yeah, great.
Yep, it's
East
a colonial
Coast.
Brick.
East Coast, two story.
Very much.
And then it looks like you've had a couple of remods in there, though, as far as kitchen and all that. 1946?
Yeah, I've redone the kitchen with granite countertops and nice cabinets and stuff like that.
How big's your family, bro?
Just two of us right now.
Okay, that means you're looking to make a family, obviously.
I don't know yet, but it may happen. So
well, I'm just saying I'm on the adoption market. Granted, I'm older than you, but hey, who's asking?
Yeah, Ray just wants to move in, and he wants to go to Pittsburgh.
I just want a home.
Just go to a private school for once, finally. Something softer. Yeah.
I think you did good
for your money.
Congrats, man. I'm so proud of you for doing it, and it looks like a beautiful house, and Ray and I are forever in Pittsburgh.
I have one question.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I want to do is moving, and I've never done a DIY project, is to actually renovate the deck with like a fresh coat of paint. I thought it was simple enough to start off with. What would I do for that?
Is it painted now?
It's painted, but you'll see the pictures, like the paint is peeling off.
Yeah, I see. Okay, so what you would do is you're going to want to first pressure wash it, rent a pressure washer, get a nice soft... There's a couple of different tips on those things. You want to get the one that does not blow the grain of the wood off.
So that means don't get a gas-powered one. Get an electric one.
Right.
Because they're not as powerful. And run it at about 12 to 1,500 PSI.
And you'll see that when you get it at the rental place at the big box store. You'll go through and they'll teach you how to get the PSI pressure up or down. So you want to blow the paint off. Then you want to let it dry completely. And then you're gonna want to maybe sand all the areas where the paint is peeling off. Get a nice orbital sander that you buy. If you don't have one now, go get one at the big box store. It's an orbital sander, so it kind of moves around slightly, and it's got a circular disc on it that's about, I think it's 5 or 6 inches, right, in diameter?
Yeah, depending on which one
and you
get.
Attaches with Velcro, and you tear them off every couple of minutes and put a new one on, wear a dust mask and goggles, sand all that crap off, blow it off.
And
go
60 grit, and then go to, like, you know, Eric's saying, and don't go... You know, split differences when you're doing a deck because you could spend weeks and months on it, but you can also spend 3 days on it. So do split.
Yeah.
Spend a week on it.
You just, all you're doing is getting rid of the flecky leftover paint that's still not adhering to the old wood but hasn't come off of itself yet. You know what I mean? You can kind of see and tell when you run the sander over it. So like, let's say you're doing a 6 foot long board by 6 inches, that strip should take you 20 seconds.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Tall? Okay.
Like 20 seconds every six
feet. But you're pushing on it, too.
You're moving, you're pushing, you're getting it all sanded, and then blow it off with a blower, and then prime the bare wood areas, right? Prime that with primer exterior.
Okay.
And then pick your color and do it. You know what I mean?
And get the anti-clog sandpaper, because some sandpaper clogs quickly, and depending on how much paint you have on there and what kind of paint it is. And then, you know, the bigger spots, as what Eric's saying, go over with a scraper first and then hit it with the orbital.
There you go.
And get your wife helping you.
Yeah, get your wife helping you and get invest in a great pair of knee pads or a pad that like a garden pad.
For your wife.
For your wife and you while you're working. So when you're down on your hands and knees, your knees don't hurt because it's a long time to be down like that, right?
Talking about knees hurting.
Yeah, right?
Me right now.
Cool. I know.
Okay. Oh, man, it was a hustle. Hey, Arvid, thanks very much.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, guys.
Let us know how it goes.
Take some pictures. And by the way, take close-up photos because we can't see shit on this one.
Yeah.
And it's not our guy's fault.
I will.
Yeah.
That's like from your broker.
All right. So Steve-O, line 47.
All right,
Arvid. See you, buddy.
You want to – it doesn't even light up. I didn't think –
Steve?
All right, we got Jeremy.
Jeremy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up? What are you doing?
Not much, man. I'm working on a – I got a pretty cool vintage chair.
Yeah.
And it's lined with these patina brass tacks. And the brass tacks are starting to push out of the chair. And I lost probably about 10 of them. Yeah, they just popped out. My cat must have pawed at them, and there was a couple missing when I bought it.
The old hole that the brass tack was pushed into is no longer holding the tack in place, so they're popping out.
And
correct?
You lost it.
Yeah.
You can't find them?
Some of the original. No, I can't find them.
What year's the chair?
Probably 50.
It's not that old then.
No, but
I mean, is it American Empire? What's the style of it?
I would actually say that's probably about right.
Then it's way older than 50 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
And also, because each one of those are individually set, that means it's they are 50 years ago, they already had the strip. They had the tack strip.
Oh, so it's older than that.
Yeah, you might have a really cool old chair that might be worth something.
Yeah,
you know what?
Awesome.
Send it here. You did get a great deal.
Yeah, so what you have to do is either get larger brass tack shafts that go into the existing holes so that they're snug again, or reposition the new brass tacks into an area that is not near the old hole, which will expose.
What about filling the old hole with some glue?
That's a good idea.
And then hitting same hole.
You could do the same, like Ray said, inject a little glue into the existing hole, let it set up, maybe mix a little sawdust in there with it so it's got some body, right? And then try and reaffix the tacks and the grip will
And then when you're hitting those tacks and use like a tack hammer. I mean, not a tack hammer. What am I talking about? Use
like a ball peen.
Very lightweight. You see him like Geppetto used. You know what I'm saying?
To craft his young boy Pinocchio,
right? And
much like Matt Fondelier was created.
But use a piece of wood too. Like use a piece of hardwood when you're taking it down. And then
I cover them.
But you know what you do, Jeremy? Take one out and go to a local upholsterer and say, "Hey, you got anything that matches
or
this?
Bigger?" That's anything that has a bigger shank than this shank.
Because you want to kind of stay with what you got.
Yeah.
And you don't want to put a tell on there. And by the way, anything that's patinaed, never fucking clean it. Because people do it all the time.
That's the thing. I want to match that. So like everything I found is the shiny brass.
Can't do that.
Is there a way to put a patina on a new brass cap?
Yeah, with paint, you could do.
There's acids too.
They have patina stuff you can buy at craft stores where it'll kind of take your new down to the old vibe a little bit. So you can look for that.
Okay.
Stuff. Yeah.
But hey, Jeremy, get this done.
Absolutely, I'll send you guys a picture. It's a sweet chair.
I would like that.
All right, bud. Good luck.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you
too. Thank you. I was a huge Antiques Roadshow fan, right?
Yeah.
Love that show.
With Lara Spencer? Remember her, the gal, the blonde gal who's on one of the entertainment shows now?
Was she on Antiques
Roadshow? She was the host of that.
That guy is too. I forget.
Yeah.
But I used to watch with my mom.
I love that show because, you know, when they did the finds.
Oh, yeah.
You actually have a little bit of antique knowledge.
Yeah, I do.
Don't you?
Unfortunately.
Because you kind of did that a little bit here and there. Just figured it out a little bit. Do you think you can identify valuable pieces that other people couldn't if they were at a garage sale?
Yeah.
A little more than most or a lot more?
Well, I think it's also taste. You know, like what you're attracted to.
So you know what you like, and you know that has value where other people might not know that has value.
Yeah, a little bit. But, I mean, it's not a huge chasm, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I remember seeing this one piece, and I forget the blonde-haired guy's name, whatever, on Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah.
And this guy, like, is very, very boastful about how he restored his piece of, you know— furniture,
right.
And it was like some stickly or whatever it was,
right?
And the appraiser's looking at him and goes, yeah, well, here's what you did. You lost about $400,000 on it doing that. Yeah. And it just hurt my whole body.
By restoring something or
shining. Well, he didn't restore it properly. And when he goes, no, what you want is you want the patina. You want to build the patina.
Oh, that sucks.
That's what makes it. What it is.
That's crazy. I didn't know
And people
that.
Do the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, like shine up the brass, you know. Oh, look, I made it all nice and shiny. Oh, guess what?
Yeah.
God. You can throw it away now.
I didn't know that. That's amazing. You're supposed to leave all that old finish the way it is. Wow.
Take it to a pro or look, you know, go on YouTube.
See?
Don't do anything dumb like me running through that stupid fucking wall.
What are you going to do?
Steve.
Yes.
What time is it in Canada?
Right now it's 11:30.
Okay.
Where are you? What city?
Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Oh my God, that's my grandparents' hometown. 619 Brock Street is where my grandfather grew up and lives.
Perfect.
He's not there. He's not there anymore.
Yeah,
he passed away.
Not there anymore?
No.
Okay, then I won't go look him up.
Well, if you go by, take a picture in front of the house, and it would make my dad feel good to see his old house with you, Steve, standing in front.
Well, you know what? I will definitely do that for you.
Roger
that's
that.
A nice thing.
Isn't that great?
That's very cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
619 Brock Street.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Perfect. Yeah, I will do it.
Yeah, and whoever's living at 619 Brock Street, we're sorry.
Yeah. Sorry that Steve's there. Yeah.
And whoever else shows up. Steve, you can thank Eric for that.
I didn't say you could move shit in, Steve. I just said take a picture.
Do a little drive-by of this poor family. No, you'll be fine. Steve, what do you got going on?
Well, I sent in a picture there.
Yep,
we recently bought a house actually just outside of Winnipeg, a little bit north in Gimli.
Yeah.
And there was at one point in time, we bought this house last October. But at one point in time, I guess a couple of years ago, they built an addition on, which is used as a sunroom.
Yeah, we can see that.
We don't use it.
So we're looking at a low-slung house that has this addition with four windows. That's like an indoor-outdoor sunroom kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's got cladding. What is that?
It's vinyl siding.
Oh!
Yeah, but listen. So, wait, hold on. In your defense, Mr. Canada, that it gets cold as hell and there's a shit ton of snow up there. So that siding is effective there in terms of...
It's good?
Well, yeah, because you don't have to fart around with it so much, right?
Yeah, it's very low maintenance, but it is ugly.
Yeah.
And ugly, and as you can see from the picture, it's very plain.
Yeah.
And the way the house is situated, we're actually right on the lake.
Yeah.
So if you look past the house, you can see the lake behind it.
Very pretty.
But now that side of the house faces the main road, and there's really nothing there.
Yeah.
So what we're planning on doing is taking out those four windows, putting in an entry door, a three-quarter glass door, and one 6-foot by 4-foot window on that side.
Why don't you bookend it? Why don't you put the door in the middle, throw a new header in, and bookend?
Because my wife wanted one big window.
Yeah, that's okay.
What, with the door? Yeah.
But what I want you to do is throw in some landscaping.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to do something there, man.
Yeah, well, that's the plan. Like, because we're actually we're going to put the because the main driveway is on the opposite side of the house, where it's basically there's really only a back door. There is no front entryway. There's a back door and patio doors that go out to the lake.
Gotcha.
So we want to make that the front entryway.
That's a good idea.
It calls for it. Definitely calls for it. I mean, there's nothing else you can do with it.
Is that a car? Is that a circular road around the house? Or is that just
you live on the corner?
Is that just ice on snow on the?
Yeah, that's all ice.
Okay,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, just before winter freeze, we had a really nasty wind came in and it pushed the lake up way up our yard, and then it froze.
Right.
So the yard is literally a skating rink right out to the lake.
Wow.
And you know what else I might do?
By the way, see, this is why cats in Canada are hockey players. Because, like, this guy can literally go out his front door and play hockey from September until April.
That's insane.
We had kind of cool rain about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Say about again.
So bad
about
that kids were literally skating down the road.
Yeah.
Down gravel roads. It was 2 inches on gravel roads.
That's amazing. That's a whole other world, man.
It was just crazy. But what I want to do at the front of that house is I want to take some of that siding off and put like a stone cast on there, like a stone finish.
Just do a wainscot. Do it. Don't go the whole way. Just go halfway. Not even halfway.
Okay, and that's the question.
That'll break it up a lot.
Yeah, like that's what the thing is now. Should we go just halfway on that side where the windows are, or would it be a good idea to go halfway or 3 feet up, whatever, along that entire side of the house?
I think the whole way, if you got a budget for it, because it really calls for. You can either hide it with landscaping or amend it with the stone treatment, which might be really pretty. I think that might be a good call. Some like gray tone stones because of your roof color. Don't get into a bunch more colors, you know, with house detail. It'll start to look too much like a clown house. You know, you just want to make it tasteful and elegant.
And then, you're going to put steps up to your new front door.
Yeah,
like
there's
going to
be a cedar deck
before you walk
right
in the front. That's a great idea.
That's
also
a great idea. Yeah, yeah.
You're,
I like it.
You're on this. You got it.
Yeah, and I mean, if you do enough decking and potted plants on the deck and landscaping, you may not need to spend on the stone if you don't want to, because there'll be enough of a relief in terms of detail with the wood elements.
My wife wants the stone.
All right,
I'm getting stone.
All right.
But originally, we were going to do that whole that wall where the windows are, those four windows. We were going to do that whole wall with stone.
No,
no,
too heavy.
Else.
Too heavy.
Too heavy.
It'll weigh it down.
It's too much, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Is
three quarter.
Just go like three quarters.
One,
right across
one,
that
one quarter.
One quarter. Yeah.
Or yeah, like right.
And whatever you do, don't cover.
Though.
It's a raised foundation,
it's like
right?
42 inches.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yeah,
so don't cover. Don't cover those vents. Whatever you do, I'm looking at your vents. So you got.
Okay,
and what year was this built?
It's about 25 years old.
Why the what? Those two windows that you have, okay, besides the four with the entry, I mean the sunroom?
Those are bedrooms.
Really?
Yeah.
They're small.
Yeah. That's Well, me and my wife have said that, and actually what we want to do is put in not wider, but a little bit deeper.
Deep,
easier.
Longer, yeah.
Yeah, I would,
you need
I would take
that
the
would
windows
it.
Windows down to just above the new stone that's going to be there. It'd be really pretty.
Yeah, and put the sill in the stone
and
incorporate it all.
There you go.
You know, you got a lot of work to do, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
It'd be nice, though.
Get moving. It's spring, and we want to see some pictures.
Definitely. I've already torn up the inside and getting ready to redo all the framing and everything, so.
Good man. And with all this information, you click on that PayPal button, bro. I'm just teasing you. I'm teasing
you. I should anyway, because, you know, I'm one of the lucky few, I think. Well, I don't know if lucky, but I follow both of you on Twitter, but Ray follows me back.
Oh, God. I got to get now that I know you're Canada, I'm following you, dude. Trust me.
I follow people by if they have – here's my criteria.
Yeah.
If I like your face, I follow you.
Yeah.
If you don't have that many followers, I'll follow you.
Nice.
And you know, just look at their overall profile and you kind of get a vibe for them. Sure. And you go like, hey, Steve's a good guy. F it.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
doing it. Follow.
All right. Let's go.
I followed you guys as soon as you started doing this show, the original one with Adam. And I don't know if you had many followers then, but then, yeah, you just followed back. You probably follow less back than you did then, so.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, perfect. So that was, okay, once again, that address, 619 Brock Street.
619 Brock, Canada, Winnipeg, Canada.
Okay.
Hey, Eric, why don't you throw out your home address?
Yeah, yeah. And here's my PIN number. You ready? Here it comes.
Here's the card. Hey, Steve. Thanks for
you. I will tweet it to you.
All right, you bet, buddy.
That's awesome.
All right, man. Thank you.
Perfect. Bye now.
Thanks.
See you around. Okay, bye.
What a nice guy.
Isn't that great? See, well, that's Canada for you, man. The people in Canada, I got to tell you.
Never been.
They're very nice people. And most of the great comedians are Canadian. Wow. It just seems like.
You think? Don't say that.
Well, seriously, think about it. You got your John Candy, Joe Flaherty, all the people from SCTV. What's his name? The other guy.
You're not doing good with the names. The guy,
Austin Powers, Mike Myers.
He's Canadian too.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but wait. No. Keep going.
There'll be more. Trust me.
There'll be more. Okay. You're so fucking
Highland,
lucky. Adam's not here right
now.
I know.
Highland, California, Chase. What's going
Let's
on,
do it.
Big
hey,
man?
Hey, before Chase, hey, Eric, what can they do for us, though?
Oh, what are you crazy? They can support us at Ace on the House. Thank you for supporting the show. Visit aceontheroof.com. Click the PayPal button to subscribe. Click through the Amazon link. Twitter at aceontthehouse, facebook.com/aceontthehouse. Follow us, Ray Oldhoffer, Eric Stromer on the Twitter. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and email us your video questions. Thank you, everyone.
Well said.
Thank you.
And with that, Chase, what's up? Highland Park, hey. By the way, great area now. Blew ass a couple of years ago.
Now it's coming
back. But now
back.
You're sitting on a gold mine, aren't you?
Yeah, you are.
Nah, you guys are lost. Wrong Highland, guys. I'm out Highland by Redlands, California.
Oh, geez.
All right, bye, Chase.
Yeah,
see you later. Whoops.
Hey, there's parts out here that are nice. There's parts that are nice.
All right.
Redlands has some great homes. They have some great.
Redlands has some beautiful homes.
Yeah.
You know what?
Our own Dr. Bruce lives out there.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't ran into Spaz, but I'd like to.
So right. I know. But you know what? You know I broke his arm, right?
Oh, you did? That's awesome.
We were playing.
Did he deserve it?
Well, not really. But he's Dr. Spaz, so he kind of did deserve it. We used to play pickup basketball, right?
Yeah.
And Dr. Bruce likens himself to an athlete, which
right.
he's not.
Right.
So we were switching on defense, and I go, Bruce, get out of here, and I'm hitting his hip, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get the F out of here. This guy's going to blow by you, and I want to win games, not fucking lose games.
Right,
I want.
Right.
So I push him on the hip, and he does this, like, you know, 9-step fall.
No.
You know, in slow motion. Yeah. Boom. Duh, 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 duh. And if you knew him.
Unathletic white man fall.
Yeah,
that's
he did,
right.
Exactly. So he eats shit, he gets up, he plays out the game.
Yeah.
I see him like a week later, he's got a cast on. I go, what the fuck happened to you? He goes, what do you mean what happened to me? I go, what's going on? Ray, you broke my arm.
Yeah. Wait, he's called – because you tried to get him to switch on his man?
Right, but I did push him, and he fell down.
Oh, for God's sake.
So he broke his arm.
Oh, whatever. You can't handle the truth.
That's what I'd say.
Yeah, it is on him. I mean, he didn't get that.
You've done plenty of fucked up things, but
yeah.
That's on him.
Yeah, no.
All right, thank you.
He broke his own arm.
Thank you for giving me what is that called? My pardon.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I just bought a house out here in the backyard. It's got about a quarter acre lot behind it, but if you go up a hill that's probably about 15
feet rise.
Property.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, it's tough to find, but I was actually lucky enough to find it. It's got about a half acre lot, but most of that's on the house, and it's got a quarter acre up top.
Yeah.
But the top is mostly flat, and you got to go up this hill, and it's got some shitty concrete steps and a crap brick wall on it. And what I plan on doing is ripping out that brick wall that runs along the bottom of the hill. And tearing it up, putting, you know, maybe 2 or 3 tiers up, maybe some pavers on there. And I'm wondering, do I need to do a retaining wall if I'm going about 3.5-4 foot high per tier, or can I do that with garden brick and just reinforce it?
Well, what's on the what's it holding back from? Is this like where your yard is introduced from the hillside?
I got about, from when you walk out my back door, there's a concrete patio that goes back about 10 feet, then there's a brick wall, and then there's the hill that goes, it's probably at a, I would say, 40-degree pitch.
Really?
It's probably about 40. It's kind of steep. That's why I want to cut it back a little bit. And
you want to put, like, three tiers in it?
Yeah, two or three tiers. I'm thinking of doing it with garden brick and just kind of digging it out and putting.
Now, you're talking about garden brick, the modular stuff that drains and you can put, like, plants in the front of it. They're huge.
Well, it's the stack wall for, like, the garden walls, you know, to build the you know, I know you can do, like, I think four brick high or something without having to switch to a retaining wall. I'm trying to avoid doing a retaining wall is what I'm trying to do.
Is there one now there?
There is one, but it's a retaining. It's currently a retaining wall, but it's only maybe 3.5 foot tall. But it staggers in height, and it just looks like shit.
But somebody did pour a retaining wall.
Yes.
Yeah. And then it's clad with brick. Is that what you're saying?
It's all brick, and then looks.
Is the whole wall brick, or is it like a brick veneer?
No, the whole wall is like the cinder blocks.
All right. And then all the cells are filled or only partially filled?
It looks that way. It's capped, so it's hard to tell. But
can you pop the cap off?
Possibly. Not right now, but yeah, I could.
What about how tall is the wall?
It staggers in height. They did it. It's really weird because it goes up and down in different areas. But it's at the highest point.
Wait, Chase.
3.5 feet.
Yeah, 3.5 feet, that's it? Because it sounds like that could be salvageable. Like maybe put something on that wall and then tear up from that with what you're talking about, garden brick. Because I wouldn't want to rip that out if it's a real retaining wall.
Well, that's the thing is...
you want it all to match?
The layout of it. Yeah, I want it all to match. And also it's got a bunch of cuts in it where it cuts at different angles and stuff. And I want to kind of round it out and build a new staircase with some pavers and risers going up with that.
Can you cut the whole wall just at one level? Like, could you saw cut it and salvage it that way? Or if not, get rid of the whole thing and do what you're thinking.
Yeah, but I want to get rid of the whole thing. I'm just wondering how difficult of a job it's going to be. I know it's going to be a pain in the ass.
The way you describe, I don't even want to think about it.
I wouldn't mess with it.
It's going to be a nightmare.
I wouldn't mess.
Well, the fun part is I don't even know if I can get equipment in the backyard because I got about a 30-inch gate that leads to the back. Otherwise, I'm going to have to...
By hand?
Some equipment over, or crane something over into the yard, which is going to be a fortune.
Wait, can't you just take the wall, the gate down or whatever? What's your neighbor
The
have?
Gate's got, it's a brick wall on
oh, another brick wall, Jesus.
Yeah, it's got brick with a gate. That's got a lot of brick.
Go through the house,
If you can't get a little bobcat in there or something, then you're looking at a nightmare. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, don't do it unless you can get the equipment, the rental equipment back there to dig a new trench. Otherwise, you're in hell.
Or if you got a bunch of good guys, I mean, are you going to do this yourself?
I was planning on it, but... Because
I've done a ton of hand... Oh, Eric, I hand dug... I hand... Chase, I'm sorry. The line got messed up. So we're getting rid of you. And you got a lot of work ahead of you. Eric, so expansion soil, right?
Yeah.
You know, California.
Right.
I was hitting this thing with pick, you know, straight pick,
just
heavy pick.
Solid clay.
Went this steep.
Yeah.
Like, I'm showing
water,
about an inch.
And water doesn't even go
no.
in it. Right. I know.
It's insane.
That's
and
what
it
I've
weighs...
been dealing with the stupid garden I made for my daughter.
Ah!
It's like picking gold. I couldn't get through it with a pickaxe.
I don't like that.
So I filled the well with water, and I the next day it was sort of
malleable.
Diggable. Yeah.
A little bit. I used a spade and a jackhammer, and then I even got the air jack out.
Right.
Yeah. The one that, you know, the city uses.
Right, right.
Got one of those.
Yeah.
Ingersoll, that whole thing, compressor.
Ingersoll ran.
Got through it.
Anything?
Yeah.
Worked?
No, worked, but talk about laborious adventure. You know what I mean?
But if Chase has got a hold up hillside.
Yeah, but he wants to tear it out a bunch. And then if you use those bricks that are staggered, those blocks that are staggered, he could get away with it, but he's just going to have to do it again in 10 years.
Yeah, it's going to move.
Don't tell him.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say no.
I'd say no, too. Yeah. Hey, with that,
Chase is actually back on the line. If you guys want,
oh, hey, Chase,
we thought we dodged a bullet. No, we didn't.
Hey guys, sorry.
Hey,
that's all right. We were just talking
about you. Drop the phone. I caught the last end of that. You guys saying no with the garden brick. You guys think I should just kind of do? Because you said it's gonna move in a few years.
You know it is. You even know it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would rather have you really do it or don't do it at all.
You know what you could do?
What other options you guys think I could do? Because I really want to make – I want to eliminate that hill as much as I can just because I don't like the look of
you're going to have to tear it out, like you said.
That grows on it.
Hey, Chase. Right. Chase, you're going to have to tear it. You're going to have to tear it all out, like you said. And then I would look into – you know what Stackstone is? Like in England, they've been up for like, you know, 12,000 years or whatever.
Right.
And see if you can backfill those and do something like that. That's a dry stack. It moves with the earth, and that's a possibility. You know?
Well,
I mean,
that's the thing. The last thing I need is any of this stuff coming down because that bottom brick wall is 10 foot from the house. So if there's
you'll be
any
fine.
Movement,
I just ran through I just ran through an 8/8/16 block. I was fine. 7 stitches, no worse for wear.
So if you can keep the existing retaining wall and then stack
there.
Around it somehow.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't even know if this retaining wall is doing anything because it's 3.5 foot tall, you know, and you've got all this hill behind it. What's it really doing?
Well, it's holding up. Is the earth up 3.5 feet behind the wall?
No. It's maybe 2.5 foot behind it.
All right, Chase, hold on a second. You're starting to give me a headache, and you live far enough away that I can say weird shit to you. I'm just kidding.
Cool.
But hey, send us some pictures of this.
All right.
Because the way you're describing it, and you know what? You are knowledgeable, and you do know what you're talking about, and you have gusto. So I say go for it at a level, but if Eric and I have some pictures, we can guide you better.
If I could be
and if your wife's hot, put her in those pictures,
yeah, put her,
too.
Have her hold stuff in the
just
photo.
Just kidding.
Chase, if you can't get some kind of rental digger device,
yeah,
it's going to suck so bad.
Chase, you know how laborious that stuff
it's
is.
It's really a lot
you
of
really
work.
Do
I know.
Like,
I know.
Unless you want to hire 10 guys to come dig, which is fine too, but there's, you know, you
got to
pay.
Hey, with that said, Chase, we got to go. Good luck, though,
okay,
and
guys,
send pictures.
I appreciate it.
Thank
yeah.
you. Hey, everyone, thank you for your support. You know what, Eric, this is all you because I'm losing my voice.
Yes, sir.
My leg's numb.
I know, and it's 7 stitches. But anyway, please, thanks for coming, guys. Thanks for supporting the show. Visit aceontheroof.com. Click the PayPal button. You know all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
And make sure you say hi to us on Twitter, Ray and Eric. Ray
yeah,
Oldhoffer,
Eric Stromer.
Yeah.
And then Stromer, you're on the
EricStromer.com.
That's
yeah!
it!
Yeah!
Rawr!
All right. Love
you.
Goodbye, everybody.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.